In discussions with loved ones, I deal only in the now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. In discussions with loved ones, I deal only in the now. We are past tense people. That's just our makeup. That's just the way we have constituted ourselves throughout our lives. We are past tense people. We live in the past tense. Everything happens in the past because that's the only thing we seem to know. And we don't live in the future because we don't understand the future. We haven't even gotten together with the future to think what the future is all about. And the present, my goodness sakes, that's the last thing in the world that we think about, because the present seemed to be so unusual, so unreal, so impractical. And yet the present is the only thing, the only time, the only place, the only awareness where we live. The present. How interesting that is. In discussions with loved ones, I deal only in the now. Now, when we have a talk with our loved ones, are we interested in what has happened or what's going to happen? Or are we interested in what is the attitude right now? If all things came to a point where the end was imminent and there was nothing to be done, would we talk about the past and say, oh dear, the past is so bad that you have to remedy that and do it? Or how are you going to prepare for the future? You've got to get your will in order. You've got to get your life in order. You've got to get... Oh, all of those things are relatively, and that's the right word there for sure. All those things are totally unimportant. The only important thing is right now. I spoke about a young lady who died the other day. She was in her hundreds, and she was a beautiful old lady. I've known her for many, many years and hadn't had a very close relationship with her, but have known her, and every time I've seen her, every time she comes to visit at the campus here, she brings a sparkle with her, and she's just a delight. And her family are just the most marvelous, joyful people you can ever want to meet. All of them. Even though some are having difficulties. One young man is in prison, and the daughter has had some ups and downs, and the wife has had some difficult times. But you see, when I would meet with the mother, when I would meet this wonderful old lady, all she did was talk about now. Oh, occasionally when she was by herself, or when she had time to think about it, or when she was time to worry about it, then she'd think and worry about the now, the past, and worry about other people in the past who made her unhappy and so forth. But when I would talk to her, or any of us would talk to her, she would be sparkling and smiling and happy and talking in the now. Because that's the only time there is when we are having a discussion with ones we love. We don't talk about the things of the past or the things that happened. We only talk about the now, and we're only talking about those things that are important in the now, because we're right in the middle of a very wonderful attitude of who and what we are. And when we're in this wonderful attitude of who and what we are in the middle of becoming aware of knowing that this is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's the most beautiful concept in the world that we could ever have. It's the most beautiful and wonderful attitude that we could ever know and that we could ever be. But the now is the only time there is. Now, when we talk to this lady, and we would talk to her about how beautiful she is and what a good time she's having here on the ranch, and how wonderful her family is, and we say, now your family is wonderful, now you are wonderful, now everything is good, now everything is fantastic, now everything is going along so grand and so glorious. It is just a wonderful thing, a wonderful feeling. Yes. And as we would say that, then the world would be truly beautiful and the world would be truly bright and charming and uplifting. And you see, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Just like the telephone that rang while I was in the middle of my talking here to you. I pressed the phone to be on, and so the person could hear a little bit of what I was saying and could realize that I was preparing a talk for the internet. And if they didn't understand that, that's okay too. But that was the now. I didn't have to say anything to them. I didn't have to explain anything to them. They knew exactly what I was doing if they knew me. And if they didn't know me, then it didn't really matter at all, did it? It didn't matter. They had my private number, so they must know me. And so if they have my private number and they do know me, then they understand what I am doing. I'm living in the now. I am having a discussion with my loved ones in the now. And I am thinking now about these things. And I'm not thinking about the phone ringing, or I'm not thinking about other people's attention. I am thinking about me one-on-one with each individual that is in my life, in my thought at that moment. Now, I am a universal thinker too. And as a universal thinker, I am thinking of all the people in my world. I'm thinking of all the people in my universe. My gosh, how do you do that? How do you think of all the people in your universe? It's quite easy. I think of all the people in my universe because I think of everyone that I love. I think of everyone that is important to me, everyone that is marvelous in my life, everyone that is so exciting in my world. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And as I think of these people, as I think of these wonderful people, I'm thinking of them now. As I think of my sister, she's in Wilmington, Delaware. My thought goes to her, and I'm sitting in her living room talking to her, and I'm talking to her husband, Bill, and I'm talking to the family. I'm talking to all of the wonderful grandchildren and all of the wonderful children, and I'm sitting right there in her living room now. And we're talking now, and we're sharing beautiful things now, and we're saying wonderful things now. We're not saying, oh, yes, the past, oh, yes, the future. We're saying now. And this is how we want to do totally in our life. In discussions with loved ones, I deal only in the now. I've been thinking recently about a title that I've had for 33 years, and the title is Monk. And Monk is really a title to me that's far more exciting than the title of Reverend, or the title of Doctor, or the title of Practitioner, or the title of Dean, or many titles that are thrust upon the work that I do. And you see, that's the point. The titles that are thrust upon the work that I do. What is it that I really am? What is a monk? Well, in the forthcoming talks that we'll be having, I'll be sharing with you ideas of what does it mean to be a monk, to live like a monk, to see life as a monk sees life. And you'll find that I see life in the now. I see all things in the now. I have no problems because only now I am working on everything that I'm doing, and all is in divine order. Everything is beautiful. Everything is good. Everything is uplifting. Everything is supportive. Now is the only time there is. Now is the only excitement that there is in life. And how wonderful that is. My goodness sakes. Could there be anything more wonderful and more exciting than living in this individual moment? If I had an opportunity to teach youngsters or adults in a school, I would teach them living in the now. I would teach them that the most precious, the most wonderful, the most exciting, the most enjoyable time in our entire life is right now. I would teach them that the only thing that's worth looking at in life is now. The only moment worth looking at is now. The only thought worth having is a now thought. I like me. I like my world. I like everyone in my world. I like all the things I am doing. I like me. I like me. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I am independently wealthy. I am spiritually healed. Wow! What beautiful now positive statements. I am spiritually healed now. I'm spiritually healed now. I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body now. I am whole and perfect now. I am loving now. I am wonderful now. I am joy now. I am peace now. I am that I am now. Oh my goodness sakes. Could anything be more fulfilling or more rewarding or more fantastic for us than to live all that we are now? For now is the only time that matters. In discussions with loved ones, I deal only in the now. In my life, I deal only in the now. In my world, I deal only in the now. And how great it is, oh, how great it is. So, join with me, thinking, living, being, acting, discussing, now. For that is the most exciting, the most wonderful, the most uplifting, the most invigorating experience any of us could ever have. And we're having it together now. I love you. I love you. I love you.